This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We go to Soweto because there's been a protest at Peggy Mlangeni Hospital. And some of those that were protesting are saying that they were promised jobs. There is nepotism, there is corruption, and all of that. And at some point, there was an investigation. I think there was a team that was put together to investigate some of the allegations at that particular hospital. And I think the CEO at the time, if my memory is not failing me, was suspended or is on precautionary suspension and all. So many things are happening at that particular hospital, Peggy Mlangeni District Hospital in Soweto. I think it's in Dlamini, if my memory is not failing me as well. But Lhlohonolo will be able to tell us. Lhlohonolo Tseke, shop steward at the same Peggy Mlangeni District Hospital. How are you?
Good, and you?
Thank you so much. Where is Peggy Mlangeni Hospital, by the way? Is it in Zola?
Peggy Mlangeni is in Jabulani.
Oh, Jabulani. Yes, in Jabulani. So, what is happening? Because as I've been trying to follow the story, I hear so many elements. One is that there is a counselor who promised people jobs at the hospital. And I'm thinking, counselor in a hospital. And then they were working for 12 months. They have not been paid their salaries. And I'm thinking, but why would you absorb people without a budget, if that is the issue, and issues of nepotism and all of that. What is happening there, Lhlohonolo?
Thank you very much, Mr. Kotani. Today there was a community protest when you got to work. Found that there was community protest, and now as a stakeholder from organized labor, we felt that there was no way that we could ignore what was happening, because this issue of the volunteers who were brought there, and over a period of 1 year without anything, of course, once you are brought as a volunteer, there will be nothing that you'll receive as a stipend. But then they were brought on the promise that they were going to be given jobs. Now, they did report this to us as organized labor at Peggy Mlangeni. So now the issue, of course, was escalated, and we are still awaiting the report.
Okay.
Yeah,
but Luna, as organized labor, I mean, how do you even begin to accept anything of the, like that, to say no stipend? I mean, how do they come to work? What do they eat during their lunch breaks and all of that? I would have thought that as a union, you would have said, no, you got to give them something.
No. Remember, the issue only got our attention late last year. Now, hence, we immediately dealt with it, and even now, the province has taken note of it, and are going to look into it.
Do you know the conditions around their existence within the hospital, first and foremost, as a shop steward?
No, remember, when we got this, they were brought here as volunteers who were promised jobs.
Yeah.
So now, that's why we immediately after hearing it, escalated it.
Yeah. So what have you escalated on their behalf?
No. We have escalated that, because remember, in the public service, you can't really bring people to volunteer on that basis that you will give them jobs. You can't, because there are processes of recruitment and selection. You can't just promise jobs, you know. Yeah, but... Yeah.
So, okay, let me put it this way. how are you representing them in this case? I mean, what is it that you'd like the department to do for them?
Yeah. You see, remember, it's not like we are representing them per se, but we are raising their issues.
Yeah, that's what I mean. What issues have you raised on their behalf?
Well, on their behalf, we expecting that justice should be seen to be done.
Yeah, but what is that?
Yeah, just hear me out. Of course, there are processes that the department will have to follow in terms of redressing their situation, which as of now, we are looking forward to hearing as to how are they going to redress their situation.
Yeah, but what I'm asking you is, what kind of redress are you advocating for on their behalf?
Yeah, ours was to say they should look into, you know, absorbing them. Though we know that process is not as easy as, you know, because it will require budget, all those things, but they should look into at least having them placed somewhere, you know.
Sounds like you don't have a plan for them.
Remember, Mr. Kotana, their issue, as we speak now, we are looking forward as to what will be the response.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying you don't have a plan. Here's my understanding of what a union should do, or a unionist should do, is to say, first and foremost, these are our children, these are the downtrodden, right? They have raised their hands by volunteering. First, you should have looked at what the conditions are in terms of them volunteering. Was it a formal process? Was there a letter? What are the promises? Because they are saying that they were promised 3,000 rands a month. Secondly, you should be clear in as far as redress is concerned. You should be saying to management, this is what we expect. Now, you are saying, hopefully management will respond. Hopefully management will absorb them. We know it's difficult. There is no budget. Hopefully they will be placed elsewhere. So as a union, you are all over the place.
Mr. Kotani, remember, once we escalate the issue, we need to get the response, right? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But of course, we will expect consequence management, you know, regarding whoever who is, you know, on the wrong side of the law in terms of receiving these people the way they were received.
Okay.
So now, perhaps that one we can park it there.
Yeah.
I said that looking forward to hearing as to how are they going to do this. Yeah.
Folks, thank you so
but
much,
of
sir.
Of course.
Yeah.
From the side of. I was at Begimlangendara issues, of course, which we are facing as organized labor, issues of mismanagement.
Okay. Folks, I'm sorry, sir. We've run out of time. We have to go to news, but we really appreciate your time. We really do.
No, it's fine.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.